This is an MUT Radio podcast.
But on the future, your time right now, it's exactly 5 minutes after 12. And let me just tell you on the show that we are joined by none other than the person who's familiar with radio, Fanziva. Hi, Mandile Matinana. Welcome to MUT Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. Just a quick one before Quebec. Do you still remember my tagline?
Yes. Okay. Yes, I still remember. Let me just try it, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Bendiva, funky, and in large and in touch.
-0, -0, -2. It's Bendiva, large and in charge. Chunky yet funky, and a top 6 contestant on Color Your Plate with Cool.
We love it, man. Congratulations.
The taglines.
We love it for you, man. And of course, the way Engangi Chabuleng Akona was watching it, it was last of last week, right?
It was last week, Tuesday.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. I've never, ever in my life, in sweating Angian, I was sitting on the, in the edge of your sofa because I wanted you to just get through.
Yes. That means a lot. That means the world to me.
Mm. Benz, if you can maybe take us through, I'm sure you're uncomfortable to be on that side. You usually be the interview, but right now you're in the interview.
It's so weird being on the other side. Like, I was just telling myself, you mean I've had a lot of, but it's, I mean, we roll with the punches, you know, we're there.
I roll with them, hey. One of the punches, good one. Oh man, Color Your Plate, say you are the one of the top 6. Wow, congratulations on that. Take us through. How did it come about? How did you hear about the competition? And how are you feeling?
Okay, so first and foremost, I wasn't looking for this opportunity. I had just finished writing, accounting, and I just said I need to take a break from school and just, you know, be with myself. An email comes through about a week after and they invited me, Cordova Productions invites me for a audition. And they're like, look, this season, they send an email. Jamie actually sends an email and is like, look, we're from here. I haven't like, you know, sent out anything. Fine. Okay. I answer the email. They ask for an audition video. We're sending you a contract. We would like you to be one of the contestants. This. They send the contract through. I sign the contract through. And I find myself flying to Cape Town and living my best Capetonian life. So, yeah, this opportunity just landed in my lap. And I was just like, I'm going to run with it. And I found myself competing with 4 amazing people. One of them being Onewo Sobude, is someone who I went to school with. We were in the same school and we ended up being like working together. She was at Y, you know, I was at that other company, and it was a full type of like full circle moment, because not only that, the person who was doing the makeup for the judges is one of my good friends, you know, so all of these things were just aligning, and I was just like, huh, no, I'm meant to be here.
Look, God.
Listen, it can only be a greater power. It can only be something bigger than me for this to have happened. Mm. And I went to DUT to study this, but I never was able to complete it due to financial reasons, man. Mm. So that was 10 years ago. So 10 years ago, I had to leave my passion. I had to leave the thing that I loved the most, only for it to come back in crazy form of Color Your Plate with Cool 10 years later. And I'm a top 6 contestant. And I bonga winner and equipment 10.9 guys.
We want that money. Oh, equipment, not the money. Are you going to cash?
No, not the money. and I'm just grateful for just even having the experience, because I grew up watching Chef Ruben. He was one of those chefs during our time who was cream of the crop, you know. So just cooking for him, having him taste my food. I mean, Timmy says, "Well, like it was a surreal moment, and that's why I'm getting my bishik."
Makala.
Because it was just a full moment for me. And I feel amazing. I feel blessed, and I'm honored to be able to do something that I love on such a grand scale, you know. It's surreal.
There's a question that I'm eager to ask you. Who inspired you to be that great cook? Because you are a great cook. I remember eating your biryani. I was like, this is you, Benz. And I thought maybe it's your mom who prepared it. But right now, I'm believing you. Who inspired you to become a chef, lo yena namhlanje?
All right. So, mina ngikhule in a household where umma no baba both cooked. But my dad was a baker, my mom was the cook. So I grew up around people who enjoyed, and one of their love languages, especially my mom and my dad, was to cook. Yabo. So I grew up, mom always cooked. Mainga perango mago shuguti ageko or sabuti spegela or whatnot, but umma made it a point to go see where spegela and not go spegela ogulanji, ogula just ogulti, stralisis used to know. She used to make amazing food. Yabo, amazing food. I do think ogulti, if times were different for her, she would have pursued this and she would have been an amazing and great at it. Yabo. My dad as well. Nae, I kashemuya baga umunt, uyenoam. Like itombolo lom sevens and all of those things. So I grew up in a family of amazing cooks, and the inspiration and the motivation comes from my mom, but also my dad.
Love it, man. Benz, of course, we still want you on the side on radio because we miss you. The listeners, they missed you, hey?
I miss you guys. So much. Sometimes I pretend I'm still on air. Okay, at least I still got it.
I'm sure it's in your blood, man.
Yeah, no, I miss my MET family loads.
So today, it's Wednesday, around this time, which we enjoy our lunch time. So
yes.
if you can prepare like a scrumptious meal, ne? The one meal that was prepared by your mom when you were in grade 10, grade 9, back in the days. That's easy, simple, but for us, it's not easy because it's very hard for us to cook, eh? To put those aromas there, it's very hard. But for you, it's something that comes easy. And man, just plug us. What are we eating namhlanje in the kitchen?
All right, what are we eating today in the kitchen is one of my favorite things Uma used to make. And Uma makes an amazing beef curry. An amazing beef curry. She uphuma emadundube esten kwaDukuz. So she's influenced a lot with Indian cuisine. So we're talking about spices. We're talking about color. We're talking about vegetables. So, Mina, it doesn't take that long. Give yourself a good hour. All you need to do is boil the rice, wash it, rinse it, gash it before you boil it. Ufagi turmeric, ufagi spice for rice, ufagi sawod, and let that boil until it's al dente. I will parish in tandugulenta in the rice. And then you have. And then what we do is we spice inyama yetu with barbecue spices, sticks and chopped spicy and salted kahle. And then we chop anyanisi, make sure we tutamatisu kona lapo as well, one tomato, one onion, and you blanch the tomato, make sure you remove the peels of the skin and grated gashe. Make sure that there's garlic and ginger paste. Awukwazi ukupheka curry without garlic and ginger paste. And then you also need curry powder. So once you've chopped your onions, you add in your ginger and garlic paste. You can also add in curry powder of your choice. I like a nice, mild and spicy. Khona uzokunikeza more depth and flavor to curry wakho. You can add curry leaf as well. Curry leaf, again, mningi gets in Nalan and the North Coast. So it's something that we grew up using. We have Yemenis and Chogute. You're going to do a curry leaf lap. And then after that, you put in your meat. Tinage, I end up with your goods or faga manch. You put half a cup of amasi with your meat. Let your meat saute a bit. Put half a cup of amasi and let that simmer and boil down. You can add a potato if you would like. It's not that type of meal. Mm-hmm. And then accompany it with a nice beetroot.
Love it. Man, if you talk about tomato in a dish, like we are preparing beef right now.
Yes.
And what is the role of a tomato?
All right. The role of the tomato is to add in freshness and acidity. When we're cooking, we need to think about building flavors, right? We're building flavors. So you're going to get the nuttiness and the spice from your curry powders. You get it from your ginger and garlic paste. Then you get the sweetness from your onions, because onions are naturally sweet. So to cut through or to marry that sweetness, we add tamatisi. Cut through with some acidity and freshness. So that is the role of it. And I'm talking about fresh tomatoes. I'm not talking about a tomato paste or tomato puree. I'm talking about fresh, whether it's round or jam tomatoes. But for a curry, jam tomatoes are the perfect tomato to use.
Love it. And that is our dish, eh?
Yes, that is our dish. Obviously, it's a nice beef curry. You can plate it anyhow with rice, like a yellow, really tasty, that doesn't need anything else. And then ufaga ubitu tuakatelen ikoso and itang. That's like, that screams home. That screams eat me. That screams, you know, comfort food.
I'm sure the aromas, I can sense the aromas from here. Imagine.
You're from Durban. Yeah, well, I'm representing Durban. I'm the only contestant out of the top six who is from KZN Durban. So I need to come through with spices and aromas.
So far, you have been representing us well. Listen, we love it.
Thank you so much.
Before this meal, Jay, I want to just to say this. Okay.
guys, listen, I can't wait to prepare you guys my winning dish. I'm the one that got me into the top six. I'm definitely going to come through with some panna cottas, and I'm definitely going to come through with some of the poached peas, because it's okay. So I'm definitely going to make sure I come through with some of the elements from my winning dish.
Love it. It is a chumshaba, man. We love it. Even myself, I was like, Benz, how did you come about to prepare that dish, man? Because I was like, oh my, I was so nervous for you. And then you pulled out Angazi Pamomui Begepi. I was like, this is Benz, because I know you as a radio presenter and personality. How come Majusu Mutu Oazi Potoganga? Aye, man, congratulations to you, eh?
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for the support, guys. It means so much to me.
Love it. So, top six, you are in. What can we expect from you?
All right. You are going to see more emotions, more tears, more persevering in the kitchen, more fighting in terms of fighting to get to the number one spot. But you're also going to see a lot of camaraderie, a lot of genuine connections. You're also going to see ikhonolami keke singibeka ngalendlela engazinalo ukuthi likhona, and just leading with my talent, leading with my gift, and leading with God, making sure ukuthi I get there. Yabona, at least nje ngingene Nkosi yami ko top bani, yabo
top three.
Bese ke ungifonele futhi uthi hi, congratulations, usungene ku top three. Ungifonele futhi hi, congratulations, usuwinile, yabo.
Yayibona kodwa leyo sengithi 1, 2, 3. Love it, man. Can't wait for that call to make that call, eh?
Listen, just stay glued to your screens, SABC 2, every Tuesday, 7 p.m. Where you belong, guys. Where you belong.
That's where we belong. But we are here for you, hey? MUT family, let's go down to support one of our family member. And I'm sure right now, everyone, they just saw the person. They're like, oh, Benj, you saw him on TV. You know, I was like, okay, we can't wait to see you around the campus because, wow, we need those pictures, hey?
Listen, you guys need to start collecting those pictures and autographs real soon because this rocket is about to take off.
It's already took off, man.
Thank you.
Love it. Benz, how can we get you on the socials as Sivala?
All right. You can follow me on Instagram at Benziva. There's no capital letters or whatnot. I'm also at Benziva on X. I am at Bandile Madinane on Facebook. And yeah, just stay tuned. You're going to see a lot of content from the show, but also from the dishes that I've made, and also just the content that I make, you know, at home or wherever that I might be. But that's where you can find me on socials. I am going to be starting off my YouTube very, very soon, Ukona at Lovistas, but there's no content at the moment, so we're working on that. But yeah, at Benziva, that's all you need.
I'm a huge fan of Benziva, man. Hey,
listen, I know, and from the bottom of my heart, I'm so grateful and I'm thankful to have people like you guys in my corner.
We love you, man. We are sure you are going to back it again and again, man. Even if Benz, you don't win in this competition, you still a winner, and we'll still support you and we'll still love you as MUT. And of course, you always be on close on our heart, eh?
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. From your lips to God's ears.
Ah, man, love it.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.